or see one of the members of the speaker committee, Sam or Blythe, during the break or after the meeting so we may contact you as a 10-minute speaker. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Liz from Oceanside.
Hi, everyone. My name is Liz. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you for having me. My sobriety date is May 20th of 2007. I got sober when I was 22. I have almost 13 years of sobriety, and I'm super grateful for that. I say that because I really value getting sober early and younger. It doesn't matter how old you are when you get here, as long as you get here. So I really cherish the fact that I got here when I did, and I'll do anything that it takes to keep to stay here. So I came in with all those old ideas of, like, you know, those reservations of maybe if, when, what about this, what about that, you know. And so that's why I say that, too, because we come in with those things, but when we start doing the steps, they start changing from the inside out, and I start letting go of all those old ideas. The last time I was here and I spoke before Sam, and, you know, Sam and I have become really good friends along the years, and I'm super grateful for that. And that last time I was here and I spoke, my sponsor was here that day, and it's just funny the way things work out, because I really needed to work some steps with my sponsor at that time. She hadn't seen me in a while, and here she is. She's the main speaker. We probably need to do some steps here. So it's good to, you know, be a representation of Alcoholics Anonymous. I love AA. I love Alcoholics Anonymous and what it's done for me. I'm super internally grateful. I am not the person I was when I got here. Thank God. Some of you have probably seen me when I got here, and you know what I mean by the transformation that the steps can do for somebody. And so, let's see. I'm born and raised here in San Diego. You know, a lot of things have happened to me in sobriety. I'd like to, like, just get right into sobriety, because we've all done our deeds, done our thing, you know, whatever took us to get us here, and now we're here. If you're here and you are an alcoholic, you're not here by mistake. And, you know, just for me, in my first few years, coming in and out, you know, I really watched the show. I really, you know, paid attention to the people who were doing the deal. And, you know, I had a lot of trust issues when I got here, and that's why it took me so long to do my steps, because I was like, I can't trust anybody because I already got burnt along the way. And what happened for me when I stayed here this time, I was watching the show. I was, like, interviewing people to see whether or not they were going to be good enough for me. And I love it when people are of service, so thank you, everybody who is of service to this meeting. So it takes a lot to, you know, to host a meeting like this, whether it's putting up the chairs, picking up the cigarette butts, you know, setting down, breaking down, cake, secretary, lots of things. And what service has done for me is taught me how to be a member of society, really. And it taught me how to show up no matter what. It taught me to be on time for my job. It taught me to be show up when somebody needed me. It taught me how to be a friend because I could be there for them. So many things. It taught me how to live life on life's terms, of just being of service. You know, and the first few years, that's all I was doing, because I was, you know, searching for the right person for me. And when I took my first year cake, I met Pam, and we went out after, and we were just, you know, talking the way we talk after the meeting, and she was reeling me in, and she said something that, like, connected to me, and I knew she was perfect for me. I was like, all right, now I can do business. Because I was so desperate. In that first year, I was really hitting a lot of emotional bottoms, because I was dry. And I knew what it was like coming in and out so many times. It got so few and far in between of, like, 3 months, 2 months, 2 weeks, whatever. I just knew that when I picked up a drink, it was on for me. And I didn't want to live that life anymore. The reason why I stayed here, too, is because I didn't know how to live life on life's terms. I didn't know how to do it. I grew up with a mom who was an alcoholic that I took advantage of, and I just ran amok on her. And I didn't have that motherly, like, role model support. And I needed that. And Alcoholics Anonymous taught me that. And once I got sober a few years later, my mom ended up, you know, stopped drinking the way that she used to. And I'm really grateful for that, too. So when we're of action and being of service and we're doing the deal, it's really attraction rather than promotion. I really value anonymity. the spirit of anonymity and, you know, keeping things confidential. I'm really nervous and I didn't want to speak because I really don't want to tell you what the truth about who and what I am and what's going on with me. You know, I do that personally, one-on-one. It's hard for me to get to know people. I'm super private, but once you do get to know me, like, I die for you. I roll with you. I'm a really good friend today, and I'm proud to be a friend because I didn't know how to be that when I was out there. So I cherish the values that Alcoholics Anonymous has taught me. So that's why I love AA. The biggest gift that I got, even though I had it all along, was my relationship with God. And I've gone through a lot of grief here in Alcoholics Anonymous, a lot. I lost my dad in AA. I've lost a lot of friends in AA. I've lost a lot of people who, you know, I recently lost my uncle. And it has kind of torn my family apart. And it's super sad. But the difference between then and now, it's crazy to me because this is what AA has done for me, is they didn't trust me then, but now I'm the glue that kind of mends them together. You know, they come to me and I'm kind of more the mediator now than I was when I was tearing my family apart. And it's just amazing. It's amazing to look back and see, like, even though there's trials and tribulations in my family, that, like, I still have good relationships with them because I, you know, I don't take sides. I completely understand because I haven't been judged by my sponsor, you know, and I have solid relationships with my girlfriends who don't judge me, even if I make bad mistakes, you know. And I can make mistakes and knowing I'm making mistakes and still be okay with that because the only one that really ultimately judges me is God. And at the end of the night, end of the day, during the day, all day long, that's the one I go to, right? So when I just want to share, like, my experience when I lost my dad was I literally could not, right? I got that call and I couldn't just do anything. But the only person that I could call was my sponsor. And she was there every single step of the way. And I know that she's the right person for me because no matter what happens in my life, like, she's the one that I can call to. And even when I think I'm at my loneliest, even though I think I'm really lonely right now and today I'm going through some shit, like, I know I have my relationship with God because he's the only one that's going to keep me from that drink. Whether I have a daily reprieve or not, I know that I don't want to take a drink, but my insanity and my loneliness and my craziness and my thinking is still there, right? And that's why I have the steps. And I have my meditation, like, recently. I just moved. It's crazy that he says Oceanside. Sam was like, you want me to introduce you as San Diego or Oceanside? And I just moved to Oceanside. And I've been in San Diego for the past 13 years. And, you know, I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, like, what direction and where I should go and what I should do. And, you know, and that's what I do today is I weigh all those things out and I bring it to God and I ask him to guide me and help me choose, like, what it is best for me that you would have me do. Because all I really want is to, like, make God look good. Right? And so I did. I moved to Oceanside. I'm closer back to my family and I'm closer to my nephews. I've been wanting to go back to Oceanside for a long time. And here I am. There I am. I'm out there. And I'm, you know, I'm in a lot of financial fear. I'm in a lot of, you know, a lot of characteristics coming up with that. But I know through coming in and out, or not in and out, but by doing the work that, like, and the stuff that I've gone through, that God's got my back regardless. And as long as I'm doing the right thing and I'm turning it over and I'm trusting in him, like, I know he's got my back. And even those times that, like, I think that, you know, even with me or and everybody else that is going through the same experiences, I know that God's got their back too if I truly trust in that. So I'm really grateful to be here. Congratulations to all the newcomers. My suggestion is just be of service. Get in the middle of the herd. Start picking up chairs, doing whatever you got to do to keep your seat here. It's not easy to stay here. It really isn't. Like, for me, it was easy to get here because I'd been in and out, but it was really hard for me to stay here because life on life terms is not easy, and that's why we fucking drink, you know, because I can't handle it. But through working the steps and really changing from the inside out, like, and trusting in God and having that ultimate relationship with him, like, that's the best relationship that I could have. So I'm really grateful to be here and be of service, and I'm looking forward to Pammy speak. We've all gone through a lot this year, so I love you so much, and thank you for letting me be of service.